Blog Talk Radio.
On this Monday night, Halloween Eve, mad or glad Monday, inner sight around the world. And if anybody wants to call in, 213-816-1650. I don't hear my engineer, but hopefully he will. He or she, whoever's going to do it, will get up here. Mad or glad, and I'll tell you one thing that makes me mad. It's all coming back to me. 3 years ago, you know, when my Sunrise needed medical help, my guide dog, and then after that, Windsong, my other rescue that I trained, needed medical help. So now I got the letter. I misplaced it on my own, as I will do with things that I can't read. I get mad and throw them away. Got the letter from the Senator Boyle's office, and I want to thank Phil Boyle for responding. I really appreciate that. You know, like I said, we threw this letter sort of buried the hatchet. And this letter, unbelievable, you know, talking about schools that are certified, you know, for guide dog. Yeah, certified by who? By some organization out west, and you got to pay them $100,000. I mean, what do you think? They're going to say your school is no good? You pay them all that money? That's not a certification. It's a bribery. You know? So they'll spend all that money to get a paper that they're accredited. And in the meantime, they'll deny thousands and thousands of people guide dogs. I mean, does that make sense? I learned how to train guide dogs from a former guiding eyes trainer. My argument is that inner sight is certified by the disabled. You can't get any better than that. The people who live the situation, the people who know it, the people who have to put up with it on a daily basis. We certify inner sight, not some organization out west that you give $100,000 to. I mean, what's the purpose? It doesn't make any sense. Give $100,000 to some organization to accredit you and turn around and deny people guide dogs. They're not going to do anything about it, this accreditation service, because they got all that money. Why would they? You see the prejudice in there. How could they even begin to say, hey, look, you know, we certified you. Why are you denying these people these dogs? You know, we're going to make it public or do something. You know, there's no law, so they'd have to do something in a different way. They could go public, but they're not going to do that. Because then they won't get their $100,000. So the letter from the Animal Medical, and again from Phil Boyle, and I thank Phil for sending it over. Now, you want to talk about Halloween and strange. I got there's something very strange in this letter that I won't understand. And tomorrow I'm going to make a phone call because I want to get to the bottom of this. How is it that the Animal Medical Center says that they're co-founders of Inner Sight? Huh? Where the hell did they ever get this idea?
If that were the case, we would be getting what we need.
That's what I don't understand. I mean, this was read to me twice, you know, unless somebody read it wrong.
Well, they had to have, because how could they be co-founders of Inner Sight?
I don't know, but I'm going to give the letter to Nicole, and we're going to make sure that, you know, it's read correctly and all that. But if they're co-founders of Inner Sight, then why aren't they helping an Inner Sight dog?
That's what I just said.
It doesn't make any sense.
Who read that to you?
People read it.
And it says in the letter that they are co-founders of Inner Sight.
Yeah, that's what they claim. That's why they'll give me 20% off.
Huh?
Yeah, they'll give me 20% off any medical bills as a courtesy.
You should be getting it for free.
Oh, of course.
It's a guide dog.
So that makes me mad, folks. You know, and ironically, now my Charabelle is having some medical problems.
I thought you said she was cleared.
She was, but she's still having the same problem. So now they don't know what it is. And now, you know, it entails further tests and all that stuff. And there goes the money. See? So whatever's going to be, going to be. But, you know, it's just the whole system. Every which way you turn, especially lately, have you noticed lately? All the people that can't get help. I mean, seems to be a barrage of that happening. You know, it's like they're following President Trump and denying us our help. You know, when the agencies should be in there helping us, and they're not, they don't. You know, I mean, there isn't one agency on this planet for the disabled that would take this letter and put it up on their website and say, hey, this is not right. This is a guide dog, you know. I, as an agency, I'm not a guide dog agency, but I will certify that this is a guide dog. It should have the medical. Nobody would do that, including the Commission for the Blind. They don't care. They don't give a damn. So that makes me mad. And this is the right place, because this is mad or glad.
Yes.
So, what's on your mind, gladness or madness? 213-816-1650, yeah.
Yeah, I found out once again how it feels to be unequal. I had to call this company up about my vacuum to figure out how to get the dirt cup off and empty it. Because, you know, I don't have a manual that I can read.
Yeah.
Sat on hold for 20 minutes, get this guy from wherever. He couldn't understand what it meant by that I couldn't see well, that I was sight impaired. and he said, what does it say? What does it say? You know, and I kept saying, I said, put me through to someone that could understand me. I can't transfer calls, you know, in the foreign, you know, foreign accent and everything. You have to call. So I had to call back, and I had to wait another 20 minutes. Then I got another foreign guy on the phone, but this guy at least understood, and it was simple as it was a piece of cake once he told me what I had to do.
Yeah.
You know, but, I don't want to mess with stuff that I can't see. I don't want to break something.
Yeah, right.
You know, because I don't have a manual that I could read, I had to spend all that time on the phone, deal with foreign people that can't understand English.
Yeah.
And I should have been able to just do it myself.
Well, you see, that's that stupid, jackass, reasonable accommodation. You know, go get somebody to read it.
Yeah.
They call that reasonable. I don't call that reasonable.
Yeah. And read that. And that letter you got, if that was read wrong, that's definitely not reasonable.
Damn,
I can't
right.
see how they would even put that in there.
I don't understand it either.
You might be able to sue them for that one. That's fraudulent. No, I believe that would be fraudulent, saying that they're part owners of InterSight.
I would love to sue them. Boy, would
you
that get the problem out.
Yeah, I mean, how could they claim they're part founders of InterSight?
I don't know.
You know?
But I'm going to get to the bottom of it, I'll tell you that.
Jim would love that case.
Well, I don't know. You know, I'd have to run it by him.
It would be Frank's. It would be the InterSight Animal Medical Center after that. All service dogs would be treated, no problem.
Yeah. But on what basis would he sue them? They'll just say with a type error.
For fraudulent statements about being founders of InterSight. That's illegal. They have nothing to do with us. How could they claim that they're part founders of our organization? They're not in the paperwork for us.
No. It doesn't say in any of the corporate seal or paperwork, you know.
No, it's yours.
Along with the Animal Medical Center, it does not.
It's yours. It's not theirs. Idiots.
So I don't know. We'll get to the bottom of it, but it's just outrageous what you got to go through, man. You know,
unless something was added on to the original letter.
No, that's the original letter, the one that he sent me. I had that letter. I may still have it, but I couldn't find it. You know. But we will investigate that and find out.
Oh, yeah.
What's going on with that. All right. Mad or glad, I want to remind everyone, it is Halloween Eve. Now, all you parents out there, please, go with your youngsters if they go out tomorrow. That's the best way to do it, you know.
Well, the little ones, yeah.
Hang out with them, you know.
Better yet, take them to the schools and places or the places that do things for the kids, not go around the neighborhood unless you do it during the day.
And make sure you tell them don't go in anybody's house.
Yeah, right.
That's not a good idea.
Also, never unwrap anything. Leave everything as is.
Yeah.
Because kids like to start eating stuff while they're traveling.
Yeah.
And leave everything.
Bring it home and let your parents examine it.
Yeah. And that might not even work, but still.
You know. Yeah. All right, that's a little Halloween Eve advice right here, and InterSight. Brought to you by James Bahamonde, attorney, housing specialist, service dog discrimination, employment. James Bahamonde, he's an attorney. Check him out. That's not his number. Wait a minute. I got it right here. 516-783-9662. James Bahamonde. All right. And Mad or Glad Monday brought to you by Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, the Nursing Home Transitional Program, equipment that you might be able to borrow, referrals, and they do some kind of advocacy work, you know. They also have a nice guy that I met. I think he's too nice. A compliance person. I can't picture a compliance person being nice.
Why not? They're nice, but when it comes down to doing the job, you know, that's when they
Yeah, that's what I mean. The guy seems so nice, you know. He's going to, oh, you have to comply with this. Please, please, you know.
No. Hey, no, listen, look, you see the way I get when I get pissed off with the with an or agency.
Well, you'd be a good compliant person.
Yeah, but I mean, on a normal basis, I'm nice.
But you see, when you work for Silo, you can't be the kind of compliant person you want to be. You get in trouble.
Well,
I mean, let's be honest.
He still has to stick within certain guidelines, but he can still do his job. You know, if he has to be assertive, I'm quite sure he's allowed to be assertive.
I don't know about that. Anyway, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 631-880-7929, brought to you by Kennedy Realty and my buddy Anthony Kennedy. I'm glad he's back at work. Yeah, you want to buy a house, sell a house, rent a house, an apartment, call Mr. Kennedy, Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186, right here in Islip, New York. And he has a friend who was a good friend to Inner Sight, donated all the printing over the summer. A guy came up to me the other day. I was sitting at my favorite coffee place, and he said, "Oh, that's the dog. Where's the husband?" You know, we made an impression on people. You know,
Do they do anything? No.
He was there. Well, he was there. You know.
Let's see him do something about why we were there.
We raised a little awareness. You know. We'll have to settle for that right now. But anyway, Good Mojo Printers. That's the ticket. Check them out. Good Mojo. Right here in Islip, New York. And you can dial them up at 631-666-1010. Any kind of printing you need, from leaflets to love letters, anything. Business cards, you know, whatever you need. Good Mojo. Hey, we got a good insurance guy for you, Sutton, JimmySuttonInsurance.com. Sutton Insurance. If you need any kind of coverage or advice about insurance, call Jimmy. He's a good guy. He'll talk with you. He'll help you. SuttonInsurance.com. Matt, a glad Monday. Brought to you by Touro Law School, right here in Central Islip, New York, Touro. And they provide a lot of legal help for people who can't pay for it. So you want to dial them up, 631-761-7000, Touro. Good people over there, law school. And let's see, around the world we go. 9:18 here in New York. Mad or glad. Brought to you by the Big East Nikita Rescue, the little bear. Adopt a Nikita. Yeah, right here in over there in Tom's River, New Jersey. You can find them on the internet, BigEastNikitaRescue.org. Check them out, and you'll see all the beautiful Akitas up there. All right. Big East, 609-388-7004. All right, man, a glad Monday. And we got the Able News. Wait, what happened to the Sioux?
She said she told you.
She wasn't feeling well. All right.
She had to make an executive office stop. So, but you also... I think you forgot one.
We wish her well to get better. Yeah. The beautiful youngsters of the world, watch out for them. Take care of them. Cherish them. Give them a chance to grow up, be well. And don't forget Corey and Avante, two beautiful youngsters that we will not let the world forget about. We go around the world Monday, mad and glad, with able news all over the world. It's online. And you want to do the ad?
I guess so. I was hoping she'd be back before that, but I'll do it. ABLE is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It served the disabled community for the past 26 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. ABLE also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, classified section for buying and selling items, and various informative ads by different vendors. ABLE News is now online. Please go to ablenews.com and sign up for that free subscription today. And I have a big number for you today.
Oh, good. Oh, we want that.
75,014.
Hey, it went up. I wonder what happened.
Well, I keep posting the three posts and sharing the three posts and
yeah. Sign our petition, everybody. Change.org. Help us get rights in connection with service dog training. You know, if they can give $100,000 to an organization to accredit them, they could do a lot more for the disabled.
That $1,000 should go into accounts for the disabled.
Yeah. I mean, that's ridiculous, you know. Pay all that money for what? They're not even licensed. It's not a license. It's an accreditation. You know, they look at their document, their paperwork, and all that, and maybe they send somebody over who watches them train the dogs, and they give them a paper that they're accredited. Doesn't mean a damn thing. It don't mean nothing if you don't treat the people right.
Mm-hmm.
How are they accredited if they won't help a blind person train a dog on their own? That's not an accredited place, as far as I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. In a site around the world, anybody want to call in? Mad or glad, 213-816-1650.
We have Regina holding.
And we have Gumbare on the line. Regina. All right, let's take a phone call. In a site.
Live.
Hello, everybody. Hello, Gumbare.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay, and you?
I'm all right.
You guys sound a little down today.
I'm worried about my dog, but I'm all right.
Yeah, and when you get things going on, like what's happening with him, with that letter and the dog and everything, like,
yeah.
I'll get
Well, we didn't get the letter from Brian Daniels either. I called my counselor, Frank Grasso, and I said, you know, they said that or my counsel's supposed to write the letter, generate the letter. So he goes, well, you know what? I left you a message, Frank. Why don't you talk to the district manager? I said, here we go, pass the buck.
Yeah.
It's like, pass the buck. You first go to Albany, first you ask your counselor, where you will go to the source, which is the correct way to do it. Then they said they can't do it, so call Albany. They say they're going to do it, generate a letter.
I would have started at the top first.
Yeah, we went to the top. Why would we go down?
No, I went to the council first. Then I went to the top. You usually work your way up, you know.
Yeah.
But now they're making
it
work all the way back down again.
They're not going to give you a letter. They're not going to give you a letter.
No, he said, we do mobility training, O&M. I said, yes, I know that. But I just need a letter saying that you don't support us finding a guide dog, you know, and for the medical, and there's no support from Commission for the Blind. That's pretty much what it is.
Yeah, they
won't
help
for the O&M.
Get a guide dog.
No.
Well, you know, isn't guide dog mobility?
Yes, but they teach you mobility, And then from there, you fill out the application, go to the kaiju school. That's all they're going to do. And they're not going
to
change
that
it.
One thing has nothing to do with the other.
No, I know that, but this is what they're saying. I'm telling you. I know what you're saying.
I never had mobility when I got my first guide dog.
You did?
You know who taught me mobility? The dog.
Yeah, right.
Really?
Yeah.
That's the way it should be.
Sure, you just follow the dog. If the dog's trained right, there's your mobility.
Right, exactly.
Of course, you need the accessibility for the right mobility.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the thing is, they're just lollygating, and it's all bureaucracy, nonsense.
Oh, yeah.
And if they want to help, they'd help and do it right in the first place instead of making you wait all these years. Like I said, Frank, I looked into it in the 90s. And when I finally decided to file and donations, which was 14 years ago about, and what my doctor said, go ahead, Regina, you're eligible. And he knew somebody, and then before you know it, it was like nonstop nonsense.
Yeah.
Really. That's
yeah.
13 years. Ridiculous.
Yeah, so,
I don't know, Marilyn's going now. She's going to Smithtown. She's going to get her new dog.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I wonder if she'll survive it.
Huh?
I wonder if she'll survive it. She's got she might have a rough attitude, than the dog.
I don't know, but the dog has to retire because the dog's not helping her, so she needs a new guide dog.
The dog probably isn't helping her because it doesn't want to.
Yeah, well, I think it's 10 years old or more. I don't know.
Yeah, well, that shouldn't make a difference. If the dog was sick, that would...
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. I don't know. I don't know.
Why does she have to go there? Why don't they go to her?
After having two or three dogs, you would think that, right?
Ridiculous. Yeah, but you have no right, so you got to do what they tell you.
Yeah.
The government doesn't support it, and the government should have something, even for the veterans, when you went to the veterans, they should have something where they guarantee, if they want them, of course, the guide dogs. The government should be helping that situation.
Did you read that? Did you see that? And it made me mad? My brother called me up with an article from the Daily News how the VA is experimenting on all these dogs, making them suffer, giving them drugs and testing and all that.
Yeah.
How do you like that?
For what?
I never heard of that. For what? Thank you.
I knew a guy who worked in the lab who was a medic in Vietnam.
Yeah, but what are they testing for?
All kinds of different ailments.
Research, I guess.
Yeah, research.
Research. Oh, I can't say research. Teaching hospitals, research, whether it's animals or people, I just think it's totally inhumane,
Yeah, well, secretary or somebody who reported it said, I can't keep silent any longer,
Yeah.
But I don't think they stopped it. I think it's still going on.
I'm sure. I'm sure.
Dogs should be going to people that need it, not be tested for a drug.
Yeah.
I mean, they'll make a dog suffer, but they won't help a person who's denied one.
Rather drug the people in the labs that are doing it.
They even give them to owners that don't deserve it, to be honest with you. I hate to say that about anybody that needs a guide dog, but when you see somebody doing drugs or alcohol and they're taking the dog home, they're not abusing the dog. They worry about everybody else. But, drugs and alcohol is an abuse issue as it is. And then you're taking a guide dog home with that kind of substance issue.
It comes down to the same thing. They can do whatever the school can do whatever they want to do because you have no rights, no law.
Why don't they do drug testing before you go to the school? They do everything else to make you go through all the paperwork, right?
If they did that, they wouldn't have any applicants.
Yeah.
What is the matter with you?
What's the matter for you?
What's the matter for you? Hey.
What's the matter for you?
Yeah, so mad or glad
Forget
Monday. What are you glad about? Anything?
What am I glad about? Halloween for the kids. I'm excited for the kids. They're all getting their costumes ready.
Oh yeah. I got my costume.
What's your costume?
Huh?
What's your costume?
I'm just gonna go out dressed regular. I'm as scared of him as it is. You know.
Yeah. Right?
Frank, come on now. Gotta change that mug.
Yeah. You know, one Halloween, somebody dressed up like me.
Yeah.
Really?
You believe?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Who are you supposed to be? I'm Frank. He dressed up like me right here in town.
What? One is scary enough.
It was weird.
And one is scary, Joe.
Yeah, imagine two. Well, if my brother came around, I have a twin.
Then it would be the three.
Oh, that's
students.
Right. Yeah.
The two of us.
No, then with the other one, it would be three.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
I thought they
saw the show Friday.
Yeah. Well, the
yeah.
other one should be coming up this week. I was just going to remind
yeah.
people, Friday night, 8 o'clock, 115 Inner Sight. And Wednesday night, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 11 o'clock, 1997, on the Spirit Channel, Channel 3. So
public
check
access.
Us out. Yeah, that's a good channel we're on because with one
yeah.
channel now, you can watch it anywhere on Long Island.
Yeah. It's very good. And it came
yeah.
out at night.
Won't it be the same with 20?
I don't know.
Yeah. Same thing. Yeah, all over the island. So we'll be on late night starting in November on Channel 20.
Oh.
Well, let's start starting tomorrow.
Starting tomorrow?
Well, tomorrow's the beginning of November.
No, we have to turn in a new show for it. So.
Oh.
It won't start until.
They're not
going
to use the shows we have.
No, they said they want a new
we'll
show.
We'll still be 115. We'll still be on 115 or no?
Yeah, we'll be on both channels.
Oh, both.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, Inner Sight gets around. All right. And, of course, we're here every night, 9 to 10 live. Monday night, Mad or Glad. Tomorrow night, open mic. Wednesday night and Thursday is different subjects. And Friday night, The Follies. The saga continues.
Are you going to do Neil Diamond?
Neil Diamond? Oh, I don't know. Friday, I do The Follies. I do The Funnies on Friday.
Joe says you sing, I think it was Neil Diamond, one of them. No, Joe?
Oh, I do. Yeah, I do a couple of his songs. Yeah.
Sing
it. It's not the same without the background.
No. No, I mean a cappella, but, you know, you need better with the music, you know.
Yeah, he did it a cappella in a lounge near me once, and people were tossing him money like he was a celebrity.
Really?
Remember? Remember?
Yeah, I remember that.
Cool.
Impromptu
cool.
An impromptu concert. He did a few songs, and they were after him. They were ganging up on him with the money.
Where was this?
A place that used to be in Lindenhurst. It's not there anymore.
I think I did my Willie Nelson impersonation, didn't I?
You did that? You
really?
Did Neil?
Yeah.
You did a couple of them.
Good job.
Yeah. That was fun.
The whole staff loved it, too. I mean, the whole family. It was a family operation, and the whole family loved it. They said, whoa. They almost wanted you to come back every week.
Yeah.
Wow. That's good.
Well, they'd have to put music behind me.
Yeah, right. Well, Eladio, you'd have to bring your crap with you like you always do.
Yeah. Anyway, around the world, in a sight, mad or glad Monday. And how are we doing with Mr. President Trump? Anybody here in the latest?
He's getting himself in more trouble.
Yeah.
Usual.
He's getting Puerto Rico.
I wonder.
We got a lot of problems in other countries.
Yeah. I wonder if he has any disabled people in his family. Now, that'd be interesting.
What about it? What about an office?
No, definitely not.
I was thinking that too.
He's been firing everyone, so he doesn't have anybody
left. He thinks he's on the show. What's that show he used to have? Remember the show, the TV show he had, the business show?
Oh, yeah. I never watched it, but I've heard of it.
I watched it a lot. He was a little tough on them. But I wonder if he has any veterans in his family also.
I don't know. Has he hired any disabled people to work for him at the White House?
He's been firing people, not hiring people.
Yeah. Supposed to hire a quota of disabilities.
I could do a search. Disabled people working for Trump.
Yeah.
I wonder because if he's fine anything.
Good question.
Huh. Well, how about Trump working for disabled people?
I don't know. Didn't they say they didn't like disabled people?
Yeah, who knows?
You hear all stories. You don't know what's true or not on the news either.
Yeah.
Can't take all that news serious because it depends who's taking the job down. You know, in the media. We used to have good ones back in the day, really good people in the media, but it's changed over the years.
I like the one where he ranked out the reporters one night or one time. You know, he came into the press room and he said, "Now all the reporters who don't like me can leave," or something like that. Remember that? And everybody
in the room.
That's straight out.
He didn't have anybody there.
That's straight out.
They all left. You know? That was funny. when he did that, I thought it was...
I did hear one lady saying, let's leave on the news or radio, I think it was. I forgot what they were talking about. And she goes, let's leave Trump alone doing his job or something like that. So I was kind of surprised.
Yeah. But he's a regular riot.
The first thing that came up on the search, and it's not what we want, but it says 5 ways President Trump's agenda is a disaster for people with disabilities.
Oh my God.
That's what it says.
Yes.
Lord help us. Unbelievable.
I'd love to interview him though.
We should.
Now listen, Mr. President.
Get him on the subject of guide dogs.
I want you to put this blindfold on.
I got another one for you here.
Don't worry, you're safe. I'm a good American. I would never hurt you. Besides, you got your men all around, you know.
I got another one here for you, Frank.
What?
Trump's budget is ruthless to disabled and poor people.
Oh, my God.
Who wrote that? The Democrats?
No, this is on the search.
On the search.
Didn't they say something about $1 trillion being cut for Medicaid, but someone was dividing it by 50 states, and then it was over 10 years, but I heard 5 years, I don't know. You didn't get the straight story. This is all on the computer nonsense.
Yeah, you can't get a straight story half the time.
No. You can't even get a straight story on your cell phones and text messages. How are you going to get them on the computers?
Yeah.
Yeah, but we doesn't have any employees. Because everything you do is about disasters. With Trump.
Well, somebody told me a couple of weeks ago that he hasn't hired all the staff people. And that's why things can't get done.
Why aren't they hiring you, Jess?
He keeps firing them. That's why he's not hiring them.
I don't know.
Well, he shouldn't fire anybody until he has somebody to take the position.
Can you imagine working for that guy? It's weird, man.
I don't know. My son should work for me. He's an accountant. He has his master's degree. Should make him apply.
Oh.
Go apply, son.
I got one here that we should really be pissed off about. Trump White House takes down website pages about disabilities.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
I think somebody's making up some of those things. I never heard it from his mouth.
This is in the search that I did to see if any people work in the White House for Donald Trump. And this is what came up. Everything about him, they say un-American and everything else when it comes to disabilities.
That's not what he said when he first was getting in there. Because he was helping the veterans left and right.
Might be helping the veterans, but not the disabled.
Well, a lot of the veterans are disabled, so that would be kind of stupid, counteract. It's kind of strange.
Nah, I don't know. It's just like,
if you're helping the veterans and some of them disabled, obviously you're helping disabled.
Contradictory. Just like lovely Congressman Peter King says he only works with the veterans and does this for the veterans and that for the veterans, but he won't help the disabled.
That doesn't make sense.
I think Donald Trump would do better as a stand-up comic than a president.
Something I wrote back? Let me tell you something I wrote back in 2004. On a piece of paper that they were talking about Trump and the business, me and my sister were having this conversation in 2004. She says, I'm going to hope Hillary runs. Hillary, I said, a woman. I said, we've always had a man leader. I'm not saying we're not going to have a woman leader. I'm not being prejudiced but I don't think we're ready for that yet. And I think a woman should be, like in the military before they just get into the White House. So I said, let's make Trump. He's a good businessman. So I said, he just has to change his hairstyle.
Yeah.
I was kidding. I never thought he was going to run 8 years later or whatever. And I really didn't.
Yeah, but like I said, Hillary already ran the country.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah, she was already with Clinton, right?
Through Bill.
I didn't think that was fair.
He didn't do anything. She did it all.
I know, but when they put her in there, I didn't think that was very fair because they already had 2 terms. Now all of a sudden, she's still married to Clinton. He'd be in there. That doesn't make sense. They're just trying to sneak in.
But, Regina, he might be in there, but he'd probably do the same thing he did before, which is nothing anyway.
That's what I'm saying. And they already had 2 terms together.
You just cut out, Regina.
I said they already had 2 terms together. That wouldn't be right.
No, but they really didn't because he was supposed to be the president, not her.
Well,
we lost you again.
She couldn't run him, that's for sure.
Yeah, but they weren't divorced, you know what I'm saying?
No, but she ran the country, not him. He went up there and did all the speeches, but she's the one that did everything.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. So they did their 2 terms, however you want to put it, together, whatever. How do you have a legal right to do that again? That didn't make sense when she was going up there.
No, because she wasn't legitimately the president.
I did not have sex with that woman.
Don't even go there because that caused a lot of
family
issues.
You got that in there pretty good.
I believe a lot of divorces came about because of that in the 90s, the separations. I really do. They put
look what's happening now.
Stigma on.
Look at what's going on now with all these major corporate leaders with all the sex scandals.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of ridiculous.
Hey, wait a minute. Where I live, it's a corporate hotel now. Wait a minute.
Corporate
hotel.
You
mean they're all going to come over here and have sex? That'll be interesting.
I surely hope not. I don't want my grandchildren hearing this kind of stuff on the TV. It's ridiculous.
Man. Crazy. Well, you know, today you don't know what somebody is.
No, you don't.
You know,
pretty scary.
They take these drugs to become transgender. But the part that you don't hear much about is how these people get sick from these drugs.
Yeah. I took medical transportation, Medicaid, and I was talking to this fella, and he's telling me he cheated on his wife. He says, oh, boy, you're honest. I go, and he goes, yeah, and I kept cheating. I said, oh, Marlon, I need to hear this. And he's telling me all these stories. He loves women, and he's from the Caribbean. And I'm saying, oh, boy, I hope I get home safe.
Yeah.
But anyway, I never heard a guy tell honestly that he cheated on his wife. It's pretty funny.
He might just be saying it.
Yeah.
Could be.
Some people just like to make conversation and start up stuff.
Oh.
Yeah,
okay.
A lot of guys like to brag, but they can't do anything.
Ah, that's it? That's not bragging. I'd be embarrassed by that. Cheating on my wife.
Some of them love telling that, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who we got on the line? Anybody?
Anthony's sitting there, but he doesn't want to come on.
9:47, Inner Sight, Around the World, Mad or Glad Monday. And hello to Anthony. We appreciate your coming on, commenting whenever you want. All right.
Come on.
Inner Sight. I'm trying to think of a glad. What am I glad about?
Yes.
You're glad you're moving. You're glad you're moving.
Oh, I spoke
to
my new landlord. I spoke to my new landlord tonight. He called me.
How did you get a new landlord? I thought you weren't getting into the place.
As it turns out, looks like I'm going to get in there.
How did that change?
Well, I didn't go in October. I didn't want to go in October. So now that looks like they're going to take me for November and, I'll start out.
You said the realtor called you and said the place was gone, that you couldn't have it.
No, they didn't rent it. They tried to, they put it up, but nobody took it. So.
And you said this guy, the landlord, was a friend of the disabled, especially you. You said he knows you from the show. So why would he?
Yeah, he
why
seems like
he
a nice guy.
Off?
He called me tonight, and he said, yeah, come on, I want you to come over here and be part of the house over here. He has a little dementia, but he's all right.
God.
Let's hope he has it when you have to pay the rent.
Yeah, right.
Joe.
All right.
You guys are bad.
I'm glad the guy's disabled. Now I feel like I'm helping a disabled person.
That's good. One hand washes the other.
As for the Tupperware party, your sister never called me, so I don't know what's going on with
that. Oh, I got to call her, She was busy. I got to call you.
Busy, forget it.
She's busy because she's got to help her sister go for a surgery and back and forth to Manhattan. And, she's helping me out.
She's
going to
help you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
You have to remember it's also going into holiday season. She's going to be jammed up if she's selling that stuff.
That's got to come first. You know, your eye situation.
Yeah.
And then we'll go from there. You got to take care of that first.
Mm-hmm.
You know? All right.
It's got to be cleaned up.
Huh?
Cleaned up.
Yeah. 213-816-1650. Anybody out there wants to sound off about being mad or glad? Or glad or mad, whatever way you want to put it. Just give us a call. You know, you don't have to announce your name or who you are. Or you can remain anonymous and, you know, say what's on your mind. Say what you're glad about. Here at Insight 950. Yeah?
I'm a little pissed off with my good old friends at the Regional Transportation Center in Nevada again this year.
Oh.
The Office for People with Disabilities sent out the request for me to get the certification for the visitor status and for me to get the information sent in the large print and blah, 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 blah. I called up about a week ago and got this. I wanted to speak to the head guy, but he wasn't around. So they said, well, we'll put you through the certification. Get this obnoxious witch on the phone.
Well, it's Halloween.
This was back last week. But she recognized who I was. She found me in the system. She said, I mailed something out to you back on the 5th of October. I said, well, and this was like last week. I said, I never got it. Well, I have the correct address because it's the address we sent it to last year. And it's the address that was sent over to us. I said, well, I still didn't get anything. Then she tells me, I still have to send out your large print. I didn't get that out yet. The letter I sent you, you won't be able to read. So I said, what the heck did you send me a letter that I can't read? And I, on top of that, I never got it. So I still didn't get the large print one. So I called up. I finally got this head guy on the phone that our friends over here spoke with a few times to rectify all this stuff. He comes across friendly. Hey, how are you? Blah, blah, blah. I told him what happened. I said, you know, you have a woman in the certification department that's quite obnoxious. And she tells me, she insisted she mailed this stuff out to me that I haven't received. Insisted that she had the right mailing address and there's nothing else she could do about it. He was pissed. He said, I'm going to have to look into this. It shows here it was sent out. I said, well, I never got anything, and I need it before I come out to you guys. So because I had told her, too, I said, if there are any rule changes, I need to know what they are because every paratransit system is a little bit different. You know, I said, I don't want to not know the rules. And then when I call up for something, then they say, well, why don't you know about it? You're registered with us. You're supposed to know these things. You know, and what am I going to do? Say, well, I never got the information. That's no excuse. You know.
Joe, you've got a similar situation. I'm in assisted living, and we had rain in our room since I moved in here. So I go, you know, it's raining in the room. I go to resident council, and I go, reasonable accommodation. That should have been fixed 6 months ago when it first happened. My bed was soaking wet. Now my
I told you what to do
bed.
About that.
Well, listen to this. They had the guys go out there. I said, reasonable accommodation. So they saw I was pissed off. So they went outside, and they fixed it up on the roof fixing it. Today it leaked. It didn't even rain today. The overflow.
Because of all the water that's in the ceiling. They
exactly,
ceiling
in the ceiling,
down.
Right.
They have to take the ceiling down from the inside and take all that junk out and
they got to redo that.
I said, they sure get the money every month, you know, but the reasonable accommodations is not, you know, I go,
no, that
I,
has
it's
nothing
not
to
on
do
my...
with reasonable accommodation. They're required to make sure that's fixed
That's a half-assed job. That's what that is.
You go to the town attorney's office.
Yeah.
And tell
them. Of course, it's the law. But they're allegating. The same thing for the state. All state people.
No,
they
you go to the town attorney's office. Truthfully, you go to the town attorney's office. You tell them what's going on, and you tell them that they only fixed the roof, but they didn't clean up the inside so it doesn't leak anymore because that's creating mold and everything else in there. And people
tell me about it. My air conditioner is full of mold. We couldn't breathe this summer.
You have you call the town attorney's office, and they'll come out and look at it, or they'll have the building inspector come out and look at it.
File a complaint with the town, man.
But what I'm saying is reasonable accommodations by paying amounts more than others, but it doesn't matter how much you're paying, it still should be fixed under the health, state of Board of Health. That's ridiculous, period. You know, they got a lot of other problems besides, but that's one major one.
You got to file a complaint with the building.
Go to the town attorney.
Yeah.
Or the town building department.
I just want to get the hell out of here. I can't deal with people like that. I've been in landlords that just really don't give a darn, and they collect the money, and that's all it's about, you know. They don't care about their clients.
You can't be in a living situation that's going to kill you.
Landlord did that to me. The roof was leaking, and I asked my son, can you change the socket? And I said, wait a minute. No, Artie, you're not going to change the socket. You're an engineer. This is the landlord's job. I'm trying to fix some stuff for him. I was deducting stuff off the rent. It was ridiculous. The landlord's out there, and this guy, you know what he did? I own property from here to here. I says, that doesn't impress me. You can own all the property you want if you're not taking care of it properly. Obviously, you know, something goes wrong or one of your residents get hurt or your, whatever, your tenants. These landlords out there don't give
a damn
whether they're assistant.
They're
slumlords, exactly. And that was in North Babylon. They went up to like $2,000, and they're probably still doing the same bullshit. Excuse my French. Sorry. I was pissed. Because it's not the first landlord that's done this. Fairfield, another place, full of roaches. They don't tell their tenants. The tenants don't want to clean up. They travel to the other tenant. That's an expense. That's disgusting. It doesn't matter how big the name is or whatever. They get away with it. You can complain all you want. Get away with
now
it.
You have to know where to go.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
And if you go to the town,
they pay their the inspectors know better, and the inspectors let it pass, and something's going on.
No, yeah. If you go to the town, they'll have to do something about it.
Mm. Yeah, well, town audience for the ordinance.
All right, in a sight, and we'll be with you tomorrow night. I want to thank all the archive people who listen, Big Joe, engineer, Regina, for calling in, and Anthony, we appreciate your company out there. Around the world, Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. Our phone number is 631-224-3090. Join us tomorrow night for open mic, where you can talk about anything you want. Right here, live around the world. And be careful, all you trick-or-treaters. Be cautious. Be careful. And the traffic, too. You know, extra youngsters on the street tomorrow. All you maniac drivers, slow down.
Especially at night.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny.
When the teens come out.
Yeah, I had to get a blind sign when I lived in Babylon because they were coming down the off the main roads like crazy, and you can't have a stop sign on every street.
All right, we're out of time.
Oh,
get in sight. Be with you tomorrow night. Thank you very much. Be safe with the Halloween and trick or treat. Be happy, man. You know, watch out for the little ones. Thank you for listening. Bye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you very much.
Good night, guys.
Inner Sight.
Goodbye, everybody.
Good night.